WaveAct, the web-free software company that understands what you want.
Hi everyone, welcome at WaveAct. Today with two special guests, Gerhard Günther and Hannes Habort, who are both CEO and co-founder of Digital Sunway. And today we will talk about a very exciting topic, and that's how a Web2 agency is currently shifting into Web3 and the challenges and opportunities associated with that. So thank you two for being here. It's really a pleasure having you on. And yeah, starting out, I would like to give you the opportunity to introduce yourself as well, to let us know whatever you want and what else you're currently working on. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Kevin, for having us here. I'm Hannes, and right with me is
Gerhard. Thanks a lot as well from my side.
And jointly, we formed Digital Sunray in 2007, which is in the digital sphere like being dinosaurs. I always compared it, if we were in automotive, it would be like building cars since 1890. So what we see is in the last decade, a shift from what was called the Web 1 to Web 2 and now to Web 3. And throughout the years, the acceptance and the digital habits and also the digital possibilities change. We have seen technologies and ideas coming and going, but the evolution is always on the side of the general industry of the digital sphere. And for us as an agency, it is always the strive to be ahead of the game, what we are working with for us as being the counterpart and on eye level with our clients. So for us, it's key to be always with all the digital movements.
Yeah, just in addition to that, I think the passion that the two of us share is just looking into upcoming new technologies and so on. I always said, okay, well, we've chosen the craziest line of business that you can choose, which is the digital environment, because of the fact that you're always kind of running, you can never stop, and you always have to move along with all the technology. But nevertheless, it's challenging, it's really interesting, fascinating, changing all the time. So that's what we loved. And back in the days when we said, okay, well, we used to work a long time for corporates, and we said, well, we're now doing the right thing, but on the wrong side of the value chain, back in these days when we've been working together at Hutchison 3, and focused purely on mobile, we said, okay, well, let's do it and let's found our own company. Many of them were laughing at us and said, okay, well, you're now moving towards mobile marketing, mobile websites and so on. That's the next big thing nobody needs. And we said, well, no, we believe in that. We believe in these tiny little gadgets, and we think, okay, that's going to be the future. It was before the launch of iPhone, so it was quite a challenge, but we are still existing. And now we have the situation that no one is going to ask us about whether mobile is to be considered or not. And I think we are now again at the brink of this change. When we formed our company, mobile was completely new and was kind of the unknown. Now we're already entering next phase, which is Web3, Metaverse, and so on. So it's again the situation where you say, okay, well, you have to do a lot of you have to give a lot of information to your clients out there, because nobody really knows what it's all about. It's very technical, even more technical than the mobile space back in these days. And we're kind of evangelizing again, what we've done in the past days with mobile and all sort of this. Nowadays it's Web3 and Metaverse, and who knows what's coming up. But that's really interesting, and that's why we are here and talking about this. But that's the passion we have inside of us, and yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Awesome. That's super cool to hear. One thing that definitely gets in my head right now, how do you actually choose what to put your stakes on, you know? Because we have many emerging technologies right now. We have AR, we have VR, we have AI. Even when we think 5 years ahead, quantum computing might emerge for, I don't know, all these kind of things. Why blockchain? Why do you put special, let's say, why do you see special potential in that sector or in that industry?
Well, I think what we see is such a conceptual evolution of a lot of digital perspectives that independently from if it if you like it or not, this is something where you have to choose: do I want to watch the game, do I want to participate in the game, or do I want to quit? When I compare it to other emerging technologies like I don't know, 3D printing, there was a fair discussion: does it affect my business or not? But in this case, we see with the decentralization and all those aspects, we see something. It might not affect your business at this point, but it will in the long run. And of course, it's a fair question to say, will my business emerge in the virtual worlds and in the metasphere and so on? And if you're a butcher and your decision is no, it's not affecting me, then it's absolutely fair. But for us as a digital agency, speaking for all our clients and keeping their interest in mind, we see the necessity to understand what's going on. A lot of decisions are not taken yet, and a lot of paths are not formed yet. But that is why we want to understand and grow from it.
Mm-hmm.
What we always do is we're always looking for new possibilities for our clients out there. As a full service agency, so we're very broad. So we cover the whole range from the development, from the design, from the creative parts up to the media planning and so on. So there are a lot of touch points. And what we always did and do is, let's keep an eye on new arising technologies, new possibilities for our clients. In the way of our claim is plan, design, build, plan, build, grow. So bringing bits towards our clients from what the digital world offers them. And we've been, for example, early stage with AR. So we had a client where we did a gamification part within an app in where we distribute diamonds all over the city, which people could, via starting their camera and AR functionality, collect. And this was a year before Pokemon Go kicked off. So we are kind of are proud to be, in a way, a little pioneer in this area. So that's just one example. So we've always done things pretty early, of course, with the risk to fail. But failure is part of our business, specifically in the digital environment. So of course we've sometimes got the bloody nose, but you have to stand up again and go further on. And that's exactly what the DNA of us is. Many clients like that. That's why we have clients with whom we're working together for a very long period of time. And so let's see what the future brings.
That's a great saying. Yeah, 100% agree with that. Nobody knows in the end, right? I would be curious now a little bit, how do you actually do these shifts, right? Because you can't just start and serve these customers. Is there a process that you follow or that you have discovered yourself to make these shifts in a, let's say, efficient and secure manner for you as a company and your clients?
There's no blueprint at this point of the market in the sense of follow this seven-step guide and then you would succeed. At the end of the day, all our clients are different. The projects are different. So what I would carefully recommend is to before taking active steps that are visible out there on the market, define your goals and analyze and make the decision and commit yourself to take it, because at this point the sphere is forming itself. But there's one thing that can be said is not a wise technology approach is starting with a new technology and after 3 weeks quitting the new technology. So before going out there, commit yourself and do it. Prefer to take some weeks more and take it serious and commit yourself. Allocate the resources. It's not only budget, it's also internal resources to build and develop and interact with that. And I think that is the main part. So at this point, there is no guideline in the sense of valid for all industries, valid for all maturity levels, which can be applied.
Yeah. So I think the most important thing is that businesses out there, they do their homework. So what we normally start with is proper research, where you say, okay, well, let's kick it off by a joint workshop. We just bring on the different stakeholders towards a similar level because of the fact. As we said, Web3, Metaverse, and blockchain, and all these sort of things, they're really, really very complex. A lot of technology in there, technological expressions, and so on. So the most important thing is, yeah, bring the stakeholders to a certain joint level. And in addition to that, do the research, yeah, to really knowing, okay, what is my environment, where I'm working in, what are the key benefits, USPs, and so on that I have that could transfer and transform in some way with these new technologies? What is my competition doing, and so on? And then from these workshops, do the next steps, yeah. And the outcome might be, okay, well, it's too early, it's nothing for me. Or the outcome could be, okay, well, yes, we could do this. We identify this. Identify that, and then the most important thing, as Anders mentioned, is you have to get the buy-in within big corporates. You always need to have a clear plan. You need the budget and so on. You need to buy it from top down, and yeah, that's how we basically start with this process. As I said, back in the days, it has been mobile, where we did a lot of workshops, a lot of evangelization. Now it's Web3. And it's more or less the same process again.
Exactly, and as you said, it's a process. It's not a limited project that has a start date and an end date. It's a process. And when looking back, when in Web2, the social and the thing, if you say I want to open some channels and whatever, but you don't commit yourself to moderation and dialogue and so on, then of course it's entering the stage, but it's not playing there correctly, because when you see it as a project and it ends of a certain date, then you're not continuing to work with your community back in the days. And same for the Web3. You have to commit yourself to follow whatever will happen there. And a lot of companies don't know what's happening now, but imagine you're creating a collection and NFTs or whatever, and you define for yourself, from your self-understanding, an end date, then you're building something which is technology-wise and community-wise longer than the project that you commit yourself to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very interesting points. What I heard myself as a software developer, there is a lot of tech in it, right, in Web3. Mm-hmm. And what I have discovered myself is Web3 is incredibly wide, you know, and it's even faster moving than many, many other industries, which means that even if you are 5 years in Web3, things change very fast and one needs to pivot and learn a lot of things all the time. Just, is there something, why I'm telling this is there something that you are currently focusing on that you are prioritizing? Is it, for example, I don't know, blockchain infrastructure, NFTs, or smart contracts in general? Or where in the process are you? I don't want to go too deep into the technicalities, but what's your stage?
Well, the answers can only be on a generic level, because we don't run own projects, we run projects with our clients. So the requirement is defined by the clients and our partners' perspective. So it is not something where we say we are focusing purely on this, on that, this tech stack or that tech stack. We try to be, from our perspective as an agency, very technology agnostic and define the right setup for the projects. So the answer can be on a generic level. At this point, whatever your project is and whatever your own business is, I would try to make sure that you understand the new roles that are defined by Web3 that are impacting your business. And from there, break it down to what is the skill set I have to build up. But for one party, that can be NFT. For the next one, it can be 3D modeling. And for the third one, it can be community management. That is defined by the projects and the plans.
Garrett, do you want to add something to this? Because you just moved towards the camera, you know?
completely agree with Hannes. So the thing is, we are a full service agency, so we're working for clients, and that's why we have to be at the tipping point and look into all different possibilities what technology provides us. So being technology agnostic is one of the most important things, because you can have similar projects, but they might be on a completely different digital platform, because it makes sense of X, Y, Z reasons. So that's the thing. But the other thing is, as we are very broad and we cover not only the development part, we also cover the creative part, we also cover the media planning part. So the whole value chain, and in all these different channels that we provide services for our clients, the new technologies tap in a different way. So, for example, a very interesting development is artificial intelligence. We have projects already there running on artificial intelligence. For example, this could be something very interesting in the near future for the advertising business, because they are capable already of producing pictures, videos. You can also do text, put in text, and you get copies out there, quotes and whatever. So a new opportunity in this area, for example. Then, as we said, we have a lot of opportunities in the XR space. So I fully believe in the combination of the real world and the digital world. So using AR, and we have the VR component where you're completely in the digital world. So different areas. Fully believe in education, which will be more immersive and using a lot of new features of this technology to get things across. So that's for another bunch of clients very, very interesting. So you really have to see, and you really have to have a look at the different perspectives. Where are clients coming from? What are their targets? What the USPs, and how can we leverage what the technology gives us?
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for that. If I'm, for example, just thinking about it, if I'm a regular company now, Web2 company, and I heard these crazy, let's say, these things about NFTs, and I'm just coming to you. What would be the overall process? You know, would you tell them let's evaluate if it could make sense for you, or what's the process? Basically, if I come as a Web2 company with an idea about blockchain in any way, how would you go for it? You know, is it some kind of workshop? Do we have these sprints?
That's what I mentioned. That's what I mentioned beforehand. So the normal process is that we really have a first kickoff conversation where we just talk about the main reasons, the main USPs they have, or what kind of goals the company per se has, and from there. The most important thing is really to go forward in a structured way. Most of the time, kicking off with a workshop, as I said, where you have all the different stakeholders with different knowledge levels and trying to bring them on the same level, and have a broad look at the overall ecosystem. So your own competitors' landscape, general developments, and so on and so on, and from there work through and make it like that and say, okay, well, this or that could be a next step, this or that is probably phase two, phase three, or priority two, priority three, and so on, prioritization. And then every party, so our client, we and who else might be involved, has their tiny little backpack with things to do, and then you move forward. You have your to-do list, work it off, and then you gather together again, put it on the table, see the progress, and so on. So that's kind of how we're working with our clients.
Yes, because the main challenge is at this point, because it's such a early stage still, even though a lot of topics are around for years, but we are not in mass market yet, we are not in standardized technology spheres and so on. So the question at a very early stage when setting up a project is, what do I want to achieve? Because it's not only entering that Web3, it is, what do I want to achieve for myself? Do I want to learn? Do I want to position myself? Do I want to position our brand? Do I want to make business already at this early stage? And depending on what is your definition on what do I want to achieve, then we can start to break down the real activities. Because for us as an agency, we always recommend to define very clearly what do you want to achieve and how do you measure your success.
And one more thing, which is very important for us. I mean, we are quite broad as Digital Sunray, as full service agency. But nevertheless, what we always say is, we always try to get the best stakeholders on board and get the best out of it. So we are collaborating, and collaboration is one of the most important or hot topics in the metaverse, respectively with Web3, and this is what we believe in. So I think collaboration in whatever kind of format is one of the most important points. It's getting even more important and kind of easier with the decentralized worlds out there. So that's another important point for us. And always has been.
Love it. Yeah, I definitely can see, especially when you talk about communities and all that kind of things. That's, let's say, or depending on where you are in the Web3 space, right? That's one of the core mentalities, that collaboration, that let's support each other, right? All that positive things or fluff or how you want to call it. But in general, that's the cool thing about this whole space, right? Do you think it stays the way it is in that regard? Because we had, I was like 5 at that time. But as far as I know, we had these communities, this mindset, this we you know, this anarchistic mindset when the internet came out as well, things change and all that new business cases out there. Do you think we have, let's say, the same mindset shift again in front of us, where in the end it's not as decentralized, you know, as everyone wants it to be right now? Because the original internet was decentralized as well. It just got centralized at some point. And the same thing happens right now with blockchain. Everything gets much more centralized. Regulations come in for sure, for good and bad. And yeah, what's just your feeling about it? I know that, yeah, but what's your feeling?
I personally think that it's not taken yet. And at this point, it is open in different directions how it could evolve, because at this point we are not in the mass market, even though numbers are huge, but we are still not in mass market numbers. And so my hope is that we go into a very decentralized and open way, and from the perspective that we learn from the mistakes we have done as a digital society or digital community in the last levels of development. But I see it at this point with a 50-50 stake, because the question is who will define the standards, and when they are there, then we can have that discussion. But I think we can now create a follow-up in 2 years' time and then have a proper discussion about that. At this point, it is, I think, completely open.
I think time will tell. Yeah, it's always been like that. There have been so many technologies over the many, many years, competing technologies, and most of the time, the one or the other, succeeded. Same thing here. Of course, there are tendencies already. Yeah. So if you see Facebook renaming to Meta, and they really want to kind of take over the metaverse for them. So you really see big players. Yeah. They really want to be kind of leading or taking over a leading role in this and so on. I mean, the advantage that we have is that the core of the system right now is decentralized. So. That could be one hope, at least, because that's a little different towards what we had in Web 1.0 or 2.0, but you'll never know. The other thing is, as we are now in a very, very early stage, yeah, rules, regulations, and these sort of things, they're just about to arise. So the EU is dealing with that already, but with a focus in 2023, so next year, so there's a lot coming along. We don't know exactly what and how these regulations will look like. There will be specific regulations for the metaverse and things like that. So I mean, it's an ongoing process, and as always, we have to adapt and do our part as well, play our parts in there as well. Give our inputs, and we'll see. Yeah.
Okay.
We have to bear in mind at the end it will be good.
Hopefully.
Or at least. Otherwise, it's not the end.
Yeah.
At least
great mindset.
And fighting and so on. So and it's definitely not going to be the end. So Web 3, and then whatever we have Web 4, 5, 6, whatever. Same thing we had in mobile. So we had 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, now 5G, we're talking about 6G, whatever it is. So the pipe is getting bigger and bigger. And the same thing, the pipe, meaning the developments taking place in this space are getting quicker, enormous. And the challenges are there, but the opportunities are there as well.
Yeah, with big problems, there are big opportunities, right?
Exactly.
Awesome. I would have one last question for you too, if that's okay. Simply because there are many Web2 agencies out there that try to make the same shift right now as you two do, or already are successful at doing. What three recommendations would you give them to start out, or what they should do based on your experience already?
It's a recommendation for the agencies.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, for understand what's happening there, work with the best people you can find there on the market, and try to define projects that will enable a huge learning curve.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. Yeah,
yeah,
cool.
Well, most important thing is be open, yeah, be focused, yeah, and have the guts, yeah, to really try out things. Yeah? So that's the most important thing. So there's a nice saying I always quote in my courses at university and so on: creativity takes courage. From Henri Matisse, and this is kind of nailing it down. Yeah? You really need to be courageous. Don't look at your neighbors and follow your neighbors. Be, yeah, the neighbor. Yeah, every other neighbor is looking at. And don't be a lemming, but yeah, be a game changer. And that's what I can recommend.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you too, really, for being here. Really was a pleasure. I learned a lot. And yeah, if the audience has any questions, would it be okay for you if I forward some of them to you? Just a selected few.
Of course.
Okay.
Whenever you want to. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Great.
Then thank you.
Thanks,
everyone.
Thanks a lot, Kevin, yeah, for having us. And yeah, already Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same.
Also from my side, thanks for having us here, and everybody who's listening. Contact us throughout digitalsunray.com, and very happy to see you in the real world or in the metaverse.
Awesome. I will put the links into the description as well. Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
WaveACT, the web-free software company that understands what you want.